Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The clinic at the Harvard University Dental School and the school itself in Boston are closed today because of a suspected case of swine flu, as doctors test a third-year dental student showing signs of the flu. The test results are pending. In the meantime, Harvard has also canceled classes at its medical school and School of Public Health as a precaution, as they're on the same Boston campus as the dental school. For more on the situation, we turn now to Dr. Barbara Ferrer, Executive Director of the Boston Public Health Commission. Dr. Ferrer, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Tell us more about the case at the Harvard Dental School and why the city chose to shut down the school, the clinic, even though the case of swine flu is not yet confirmed.
So this is what we call a probable case of swine flu. This is a situation where the state lab has ruled out seasonal flu, and we're awaiting confirmation of results from CDC in Atlanta. The reason we take this seriously, and we are, again, acting with national guidance on this, is because this probable case, the student, in fact, not only has the symptoms and we've ruled out seasonal flu, but he had an exposure to somebody who had been in Mexico recently and had been ill on returning from Mexico. So we've got what we call it sort of a credible chain here of circumstances that allows us to think that this case is likely to be confirmed by the national CDC. In these situations, we work very closely with Harvard to figure out what makes sense given the particular circumstances around this student and this student's possible exposure of the virus to other students in the immediate area.
Along those lines, let me ask, do we know whether this dental school student had contact with patients at the dental school yet? And if so, what are you doing about that?
Right. I mean, so we immediately, upon notification by the school of this case, began a very thorough investigation late in the day yesterday, which includes interviewing the student's contacts, looking at the places the student had been at the point where we think the student was infectious, and, you know, making sure that we really have our facts straight. You know, we'll be issuing a report later on this afternoon, not a written report, but a verbal report, you know, with the findings, the preliminary findings from our investigation. So we're still looking to see whether or not this student actually had any contact with patients. The student it would be typically involved in some clinical rotations at this point in their studies. We just haven't ascertained whether he was in clinic on the day that he felt ill.
Let me ask you, just so we're clear on this, when will the test results be back on whether this dental school student actually does or does not have swine flu?
We're awaiting from the national CDC, and as you know, it can take, you know, a few days for us to get the confirmation. I mean, one of the reasons why Harvard chose to, you know, suspend classes and suspend the clinic today was to allow us both to complete our investigation. It's much easier to do that if we have easy access to everybody, and also to be sure that we have time to get those findings from CDC to either confirm that this is in fact a case of H1N1 virus, or in fact to say it's not a case and we do not need to continue with precautionary measures.
Bigger picture question. We spoke with a Boston University School of Public Health professor this morning who said that hospitals in Boston are, in his opinion, not at all prepared to handle a surge in demand that would come from many cases of swine flu, should there be many cases. Respond to that.
I'm surprised with that comment, to be honest, because we've been working for the last 3 years with the hospitals in the greater Boston area to, in fact, make sure that we have what we call surge capacity. That's the ability to add large numbers of both beds and capacity to see patients. You know, in Boston, we also have our community health centers that we're working with as well, because some patients do not need to go into the hospital to get seen. I feel very comfortable, as I'm sure the state does, with the surge capacity. Now, again, you know, with any virus, you have to really be vigilant about both preparing and then tracking what the epidemic may look like and staying ahead of that by being very well prepared. I feel in this state and particularly in this city, we have close collaboration with the health centers and with the hospitals. We've already had a conference call yesterday with both all of the hospitals in the Boston area and all of the health centers to just make sure people have the supplies and the equipment they need should, in fact, we have a lot of cases in the city of Boston.
All of these stories that we're hearing about swine flu locally or around the world, and frankly, these conversations that people are hearing on the radio do cause concern among people about the swine flu. What advice are you giving folks out there?
You know, H1N1 flu, you know, what we've called in the past the swine flu, it's transmitted through respiratory droplets, and that means when someone coughs or sneezes. So obviously, you know, the first line of defense for everybody is to make sure that people who are sick, particularly with symptoms of respiratory disease, stay home and keep themselves out of circulation in the general public. And that means adults and children. Children shouldn't be going to school who are feeling ill, and adults shouldn't be going to work who are feeling ill. The second step everyone can take is just be vigilant about washing your hands. You know, oftentimes viruses travel very easily from your hands to your nose to your mouth. The more often you wash your hands, the less likely you are to transmit the virus through that route. And the third thing that we're asking people to do at this point in time is make sure that you're prepared if your child falls ill or if you fall ill. You have a doctor, you have a medical care provider that you can call and contact. You go in on the advice of your medical doctor to seek medical attention if you're feeling ill, and that, in fact, we prevent transmission of this virus by every individual taking responsibility for monitoring his or her own health.
Dr. Barbara Ferrer, Executive Director of the Boston Public Health Commission, thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you very much, and have a great morning.